Beginning current daf Masechet Chagiga daf Vav beginning basic and ties matter beginning the Gemara Mika Midi is there such a thing in Mikola by Hafshid that originally don't require to be skinned and then later on you do need. Which just explains that yeah Dafka specifically even though Ilas Tami came by that was the Gemara's question from the Ikar Hafshid said Vegufeik the primary skinning of the Ilas is said by the Ilas Tami. So that wouldn't make sense that it ever changed in history. I'm Ilas Riyah but from the Ilas Riyah I look up the MS with the two Nefesh although it also requires to be skinned. So the Kashmir, they didn't ask, say, oh, wait a second, how could that have been and then change? It doesn't say it by the context of the Ilas Riyah itself. So that would be possible to say that that changed over time. And therefore, we're proving that it must be that he held it not by Ilas Tamid. Next, this muscle to begin with the Gemara Bekiba V'chulu. Now, Taisa says, although it was actually on the 5th of Sivan that the Mizbeach was built. And Sinai, the Torah wasn't given on until Sinai, meaning until the 6th or the 7th. So what exactly, there was no mitzvah yet. But Daras Ma'isa Shah, it's expanding from that time to Nema Maseya B'Sinai. In other words, this that says, Eilas Tamim Asuyi B'Har Sinai, it actually means not from Torah of Sinai, but rather when they came to Sinai, which was in the beginning of the month, and on the 5th, of Shabbos of the week, they were already there, already by Sinai, and that's what the question is from. Now, Uman Deloy Darashai, the one who does not expound like this. So he Mukilo Da Oila Tunikli. He would explain that that what are you learning out from Hasui Bahar Sinai is to teach you that the Oila's Tumid has to be like the Oila of Har Sinai that required a kli, like we find by Yosin Bagonis. It was a kli, so too the Oilas Tamid requires a kli. In the same parasha, Rashi ben Mukichum, Meshut Rashi in his commentary on Chumash, Asui Bahar Sinai explains the same way that needs to have a kli. Whereas it was a free darash law, Shanasu Bahar Sinai claimed that it was, what does it mean, Asui Bahar Sinai, meaning Bahar Sinai, even before the Kabbalah Sator. That's like we're saying for Bekiva that it's on the early, the fifth of the week, meaning earlier than Shabbos, before Matan Torah. Next says Masda Bingo Zigmar Yesh Basim Khashem Bishtam. Each one of these three kabbans have something unique about them, and Simcha is what's not by the two of them. Now, but the Septigus in the Tesepti the gears actually is what's unique about Simcha. Simcha Yeshal Tushum Koshiva that Simcha you can make up the carbon all 7 days, the Libishtam which you don't have by the Ri'i and the Chagiga, which Bishmaita Shalon Lagarsley and our Sugita does not have such as such a gear, so that's what Simcha has over the other two. Because really he holds the Gambi in the Khashim Tushum by actually by those other two kabbans, it actually does have a Tishluman. And also, but Leikumah doesn't say Yesh Bishtein that you have by both of them. Shetzich and Shet that they have a measurement, like we say in our Mishnah, by the Riyah and the Chagigah Mashim became Simcha that doesn't have a measurement, because then you could say, Af Simcha Yesh Lashir, actually maybe Simcha also has a Shir. Now, it says, actually, even without such an answer, it would still make sense why we don't say that case, because the Leinich is Lemisne HaKlal, we don't want to say such Klal, and Kedipresh and Elik, we explain on the Bezim Bez, Rak Chumah Ba'ach Hashem Bishtein, only saying a Chumah that's by one and not by two. Here it's really the Chumah that two have and that one doesn't have. And that's why it also doesn't say that both of them are in boim kaldab, but they cannot be brought from anything. It has specific what the carbon has to be. Mashenke b'simcha, shabam kaldab can be brought from anything. Because again, the whole chumah d'shtam lekachash. We're not saying the chumah of two that one doesn't have. It's only chumah that one has that other two doesn't have. Like then next Tosfos Masechta begins with the gemara idvi parm haba. Do we say that both of them were parm? Which Tosfos says the question must be going libin madama oila shriya habia that the chagiga and the oila was riya. And that's what we're saying, which they both could be parim, in contrast to the Tumid, which was obviously not a par. It's a kebis. What says Tosfos now, even though one of them said that it was a Tumid, you could say, koid matan Torah, ha'isishal parim, maybe before matan Torah was a bull, v'od nishanin, and subsequently it changed. Commission is down, and then I have some in the tuchel, basically, it could basically the halacha of skinning and dismembering change, so it could even be koid matan Torah, the oil was a Tumid. Next says, not the beginning of the Gemara, my nafkimina. What's the difference about this question? Claim in other words, my nafkimina, what was? So too, the Gemara asked in the first part of Yemen of Hema Beis, "Kabe Kitzah Hil Bisham?" By like, how did they get dressed? What was Psachim and of Tzadivam and Avgabe Yibum Psachim regarding the sacrificial parts of the Pesach in Mitzrayim? Ubesanhedrin of Tzivam and Beis, Kabe Shor Sinai Bekama. When you have an ox and they came to Har Sinai, how many judges have to judge if it's Chayiv Misa or not? Loiboy, the Gemara doesn't ask over there. What was an Avgabe? What was? The reason is Mishum Desfir La Lufi Deres Mishah. That Man Amr held that you could learn out from a few generations from what was a momentary event. So that we're not asking because it does have relevancy. Regarding what garments did Moshe wear all the 7 days in the loom? The Gemara doesn't ask that question over there. There it's also explained the Pesukim, the fish limitin the big dekun directly on the bottom, only 5 pounds the garments by Aaron and his sons. So therefore it was relevant to know what did Moshe Rabbeinu use. But more with the katil and the schanchan begodim, because also there was no inaugurations of the garments yet to be eaten alive hazak, because they have to be sprayed on. And Benafkarin, the relevancy is lavid bimalum, but as begodim. So what could you have avoided with granting inauguration without having the garments sprayed? That was the Gemara's question, which could be has a relevancy for the bias of Shlishi. The next test master begins the Gemara of Suki Taima, that regarding to know what the chop is. Now, the way the Mishnah says you can't compare lahima kareis to the five sukkim shein lam hechara, which Gemara Newman of Nam Dezim Rav says that it's not clear where the word is from which part of the pasuk, and but the pasuk pasuk time we don't go based on the trab. Yeah, hasam lematzik koy rek lechamenei, because there it can't be, it's only one and not the other. Demash mash tein shav, because the understanding of both of them is not going to be the same. In other words, that word cannot function for both of them because each one has a different understanding. So if that's the case, so that's an equal suffix. So you can't go ahead and you can't define it by the trab. But here it could be both. In other words, here it's not an equal suffix, because you could say both ways. It's just where question is going on both. Is it both parim or only the one that's near it? And therefore that you could go based on trap, like the Gemara says in our Demaschal Tesla of Siki time. These are the things that have no measurement. And the first one is hapeya, regarding the leaving over the coin of the field for the poor. How do we know this? Finish off the corner of your field, which it just says don't finish it off, but it doesn't have a measurement. Now, this is from biblical law. Regarding rabbinic law, you don't do less than the 60th. Now, there's a Chanam one says, there's no measurement for how much and how little. You could do as little as one kernel of wheat. Lamala goes there, and as much as high as you want, you can give the whole field. Chanama one says lamala in lashir. No, there's no measurement for how much. Halamati yeshla, but how little there is amount. What's the difference between them? Claim in other words, what do you mean? Of course, there's a difference. No, the question is v'adil kulam ikav. For sure, according to all of them, there is the requirements. But the question is, then what's the difference? Mishnah Gemara answers, in Pichas Mishishim, if you did less than 60. Everyone holds that you have to have a 60th. Because if you did less than that. Laman Dama ain't lo yishik klal. According to one that says no measurement at all, not higher, not lower. Now, halacha means to say, Masha nosin nosin, what you gave, even though rabbinically, of course, you may hold you have to give a 60th. But since biblically there's no share, so you fulfill the obligation of pakim peya, and you're exempt from peya, from what you gave. And if you added on more, so then, chayab b'maiser, since you were exempt already, whatever more you're going to add on to make the 60th, is going to be obligated in Meisr, because there's no halachic definition of pay on that to exempt it from Meisr. According to one that says that there is a measurement for how little you could give, yeah, what you gave, but the ain't a part of my pay, that does not exempt from pay. Now, there are only merits in it, but it's going to be obligated in Meisr because it was not considered pay yet. Actually, you give a full 60th at one shot. Could the have a pay? It's not going to pay him like shilmu basachas unless you give it all in one shot. Baruch, the Yishami asks, but the Amayla Chash of Truma. Why do we say Truma in these things that ain't a share? Because Truma also doesn't have a share, because biblically you could exempt the whole pile even one kernel of wheat. Shani, the Gemara answers over the tiftim, you can answer it mimnei amachleikus. What does it mean mimnei amachleikus? So Tosh says first lashon plukta. It's a term of differentiation. Do me like we find the machlekes, but shneim adukim b'tarif, when you have two people that are holding on to the tarif of the document, but mitzidaf and sign. Basically, in other words, what does it mean machlekes? Shish b'chlek that there's a difference. In other words, because the Amar Biyechin, Rabbi Biyechin says, "Eisa adam kalsedei bikurim." A person can make his whole field into bikurim, to the first fruits. But the Amar Eisa kalsedei truma didn't say you can make your whole field into truma. Why? Because to be in the rishis shirer in the karma, because you need to have truma is called rishis, has to be the first, meaning, but that there are leftovers that are recognizable, as the Gemara says, "Beperik kol ma'arvin." So since in Truma, you have this differentiation, what we call machlekes, in other words, that you can't make your whole field Truma like Bikurim, so therefore it's not considered in the Mashir like Bikurim and all those other things, and therefore it wasn't counted in the Mishnah. Then you tell me, as, hey, Sivun, how they pay the end of the Mashir calls today pay, but in pay also you can't make your whole field pay, and it's still mentioned. So Mashani, the Yishami answers, because actually, Katashi Bailez, until you didn't harvest the wheat, Loitness Chayes today pay. Then your field is not obligated to pay a claim. In other words, because the Chsiv passed out Chabukutzrech, it says you got to leave the corn field when you're harvesting. So Tolach when the pay becomes the time makes the pay dependent on when you're harvesting. It's only when you start harvesting the chayv and pay it. If you didn't start, you're not chayv and pay yet. This is what they're saying. When you're obligated in peya, then there's no measurement. And that when you already start harvesting, then there's no measurement. That's what counts in the Mishnah. Whereas by Truma, this halacha that you have to leave over, that should be sharing the Karen, is even after you're obligated. Then there is a share that you can't make your whole field Truma, and therefore it doesn't mention it. Now, so then Tosis asks, Rechitim, we're going to say, Bekurm Nami, also gracious over there. And the Bay Shiam, the Kerm commitment to require that there's leftovers recognizable like by Truma, so why is it any different than that it is listed? So the answer is because the Mabin Lehassam, we include over there, like the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Reshish Kol, Bikure Kol. Within the word Kol, we include that a person can make his whole field Bikurm, and therefore we have that Reboy, and therefore it is mentioned. Now, since Tosis Banihi used Mefarish, I explained that a different pshat. When the Yisham is in Nema Chleikis, what does that mean? Why you don't list Truma? Because there's divisions. You have Ein Yafa, Ein Ra, Beinus, you have a generous person, a stingy person, you have the middle of the road person. And because of that difference, that Chiluk, Machleikis, even though it's rabbinic, so you can't say that there's no share, because there are share. Lafuke Hach, the exclude Payam, Bekurim, and all the other ones, the Yom Shabbat, that there's all equal, even rabbinically, there's no difference, and therefore, as mentioned in the Mishnah, of things that ain't share. Additionally, Tosa adds that when it says Me'a Machleikis, you could say literally that there's a Machleikis. Because why the pligim is at the truma? It's actually Machleikis and truma. In the fourth parak, Amar b'truma, if someone increases his truma, he wants to give more than the share that the Chum mentioned. Rabbi Lezaim, he says, Echem Eser, give up to 1/10. But yes, Mekan, more than that, yes, the truma is Meisel, the Makamach, you should make him a truma is Meisel somewhere else. Shmuel Lami says, no, Mechtachul, Mechtachul, you could do half kun, half truma. Keep him, he says, Achish, 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 you give as much as you want, long and leave him in Sabachulah. But Ash B'Yisham, the Yisham explains, Tam Yishmol's reason of Rabbi Yishmol, that you could give up to half, because the ratio to Kancha says the first of your grain, the ratio to Kedagan is comparing the ratio to the Dagan, just half Chulun is half Truma, but since you find that there is a Machlekes, so therefore there's a Machlekes regarding with the Shurmar, and therefore it doesn't mention it as a blanket thing that Ein Lam Shir, that doesn't have a Shir at all.